Question about organizing our receipts. How many of you have receipts, physical receipts, digital receipts that you need to organize, especially for taxes, but just for bookkeeping as well? And, I teach a course called Joyful Productivity. And inside that course, there's a module on digital decluttering. And so that was where this question comes from. And so here's my recommendation. Number one, if you're collecting receipts with the idea of processing them, tracking them, things like that, you should, number one, have time carved out to process your receipts. I mean, it sounds obvious, but for some of us, it might be a revelation. Oh, okay. So whether it's once a week or it's once a month, maybe not more than once a month because you'll forget what these receipts are about, but, time out. Maybe only half an hour is needed, or maybe an hour. Once a month could be all you need, but it's like having that time set aside to say, no, I'm going to do it. It's going to become a ritual for me. I'm going to try to make it fun. Maybe I'll get some help or whatever. It doesn't matter. So I'm going to take some time to do that. Number two is you need to have a process for processing your receipts, what I call a hat manual. If you've never heard that term from me, it's basically we all wear different hats in our life and in our work. In this case, we're wearing a bookkeeper hat for our business or for our life. And so when it comes to processing your receipts, what's your hat manual? What's your process? What's your written out checklist to remind yourself, oh yeah, do this, do this, do this. And in your hat manual for processing receipts, you should be clear where to find your receipts, which brings us to the third point, is to have two physical folders and two digital folders for your receipts. So receipts, some of them come physically, piece of paper or whatever, some of them come digitally. Right. So you should have two folders for your physical, two folders for your digital. What are the two folders? One is to be processed. Okay. And one is processed. Now, actually, technically, you might want to have three folders for receipts. One is to be processed. So you just collect them all in there. Oh, you came back from shopping. You came back from a trip. You came back from whatever. You got a receipt in the mail. You just put it in the to be processed physical folder, and these folders should be mirrored in your digital. So when you receive receipts via email, they should go into either to be processed. Okay, so what are the three folders? To be processed, tax receipts, and processed but not tax receipts, right? So to be processed receipts that are tax related, and receipts that are not tax related but are processed. And what is a process? What do I mean by that? Well, whatever process you have, I don't know what process you have. Like, do you need to look at a receipt and go, okay, let me log that expense? Or do you need to, I don't know what you do with your receipts, right? And basically, most of us just look at the receipt and we log the expense to, I spent the money on this, right? Things like that. And then we put it in the tax folder or the non-tax folder. That's it. Three folders. Right, physically, and three folders digitally. So I hope this is helpful, and let me know if you have any ideas below. If you have another way of processing your receipts that you want to share, comment below, or any other questions about this. I'm not an accountant, I'm not a bookkeeper, but I'm an organized person. I'm a person who's had to become organized over the years, and so figured out some systems for that. So for your digital receipts, the ones that come from email, do you need to print them out and store them away? I mean, you could, right? Like that's one process some people might do is, digital receipt come in, they have easy access to a printer, they don't mind printing. Their process is just at the end of the day, whatever email receipts come in, or when I'm processing the digital receipts, I just have one folder called to be processed, and I just print and then put it either in the tax folder or the non-tax folder. That's optional for you. What I do is I don't have easy access to a printer. I don't like to print stuff personally. So that's why I just have a folder called tax receipts. And I just, receipt comes in, I'm processing my email. Oh, that's for taxes. I'll put it in there. And then come time for, accounting, whatever. I don't think my accountant doesn't ask me for receipts. I don't know if accountants do that anymore. Mine doesn't. I've been doing taxes for years and never has he needed my receipts at all. But it needs to be filed away in case we get audited. That's when the receipts need to come out. So you need to, tax receipts 2024, tax receipts 2023. I mean, those would be separate folders. So I hope that helps. So for me, because I don't have easy access to printer, I need separation between physical receipts and digital receipt folder. But for those of you who want to print stuff out, then you just have one folder, which is your physical receipts. So I hope that helps.